This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Girardeau. The U.S. House of Representatives is slated to vote Friday on a telecommunications reform bill, H.R. 5252. Such legislation doesn't usually inspire internet firms to lobby Congress. In fact, the buzz in the Web 2.0 world isn't about the bill itself. It's about what isn't in the bill. Google's co-founder and president, Sergey Brin, was in Washington Tuesday to push for stronger provisions on network neutrality. Network neutrality is the concept that all bits that travel across the internet should be treated equally. Internet companies like Google fear that without network neutrality rules, the broadband operators will create a two-tiered network, a network in which websites will have to pay for higher-speed content delivery. To get some perspective, we went over to Stanford University Law School to talk with Lauren Gelman. She's associate director there of the Center for the Internet and Society and an advocate for network neutrality. We pointed out that on an unregulated network, large companies like Google could in fact benefit from paying more for pushing their content through.
Well, the people that have really stepped up to the plate to fight for network neutrality rules most recently have been companies like Microsoft and eBay and Google. eBay sent a letter to all of their eBay users asking them to call their congresspeople to support network neutrality because this is so important to companies. eBay knows that it was founded in a garage because their founder was able to plug into the internet and have his idea for an auction site go just as fast as an established company's auction site. So they recognize the value of innovation and that in order to innovate, we need to be able to have the people who do applications be able to create them and plug in. And the Googles of the world know that their customers, you and I, we pay for internet access. We pay a lot of money to get fast connections so that our content is going down. So the telephone companies are being paid for their use of their wires. And there's no reason they should have to be paid a second time by Google to be forced and coerced into being able to pay in order for their content to compete.
Now, what about groups like Hands Off the Internet, opposed to any kind of government regulation of the internet?
Yeah, I'm very sympathetic to that perspective because I think that there is a lot of value to this sort of hands-off approach and this non-regulatory approach. However, in this case, I think that the regulation we're talking about is a very simple one, which is keeping the wires neutral. So it's not a content regulation that says some content should go faster or some content should go slower. It's a neutrality regulation. And it's just like I favor universal service for telephones. So I don't want to tell the telephone companies how to run their business or how to deploy their networks, but I do think that everyone in America should be able to have a telephone. And so I think there's certain types of regulations that level the playing field for everybody. And when the government is acting to level the playing field, I think that that's a good type of regulation. But I am skeptical of a lot of other government regulations of the internet where they're trying to impose certain terms on the internet. And that's a different kind of regulation. You know, there's a principle in thinking about the law that says that, you know, we should be the most skeptical of regulations where big businesses are able to lobby for their interests and that lobbying prevents little people's voices from being heard. And so you have the Verizons and the phone companies and the cable companies all with their using the full force of their lobbying power to try to prevent network neutrality rules from being passed. And these rules are ones that would benefit the small speakers, the blogger, the lone inventor, the podcaster, the teenager that's making anime music videos in his garage. So when you have a regulation that's being lobbied for by very rich companies that's going to serve to prevent small speakers from having their voices heard, I think that's exactly the kind of situation where we, as a public, should be the most skeptical. And so I'm encouraged by the support of Microsoft and eBay and Google and Yahoo. And I'm also really encouraged by the wide public support for this arcane technological regulation. It's a telecom bill that's actually really energized a lot of the public, because it is really the root of what the internet is all about. Are all of our bits going to be treated equally by the network?
What potential pitfalls do you see as the government moves forward with some sort of legislation on network neutrality? Or what are you concerned about?
Well, I'm concerned that we're not going to have a strong enough network neutrality bill. So there's currently three different types of legislation that's bouncing around Congress. One has no network neutrality rules in it. One, which was just recently passed by the House Judiciary Committee, has a very strong network neutrality provision in it. And then there are some other compromise bills that have much weaker network neutrality rules. And I think there is some danger here, because we're in a new space of regulating the internet. The language is very important, and we want to make sure that we write the legislation in a way that covers things we want covered but doesn't tie companies' hands in ways that we don't want them tied. So this is a complicated process, but I'm very encouraged by the language that was passed by the House Judiciary Committee, and hopeful that as the process moves forward and they vote and they move to conference, then strong language like that will stay in the bill.
And finally, just to close, what do you recommend the general public do with regards to network neutrality and influencing the future of the internet?
Well, like most issues, if this is something you care about, call your congressman, because this is a very live debate. It's going on right now. A phone call today or the minute that you hear this podcast can really make a difference, because members are hearing from the rich companies about why it's in their interest to pass this legislation or not pass this legislation. But they really need to hear from the public and how you are using the internet to have your voice be heard, and your concern that your voice might be stifled if the network doesn't remain neutral.
I've been speaking with Lauren Gelman, who's Associate Director at the Center for Internet and Society at Stanford, here on the Stanford University campus. Lauren, thanks so much for being on PodTech News.
Thank you so much for having me.